Welcome to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. I'm your host, John Lovering. Certainly, Earplay was a remarkable radio drama anthology series that aired on National Public Radio, NPR, from about 1972 into the 1990s, and it was a true celebration of radio drama as an art form. The show I have for you on this track is called The Hunt of Gracchus. This episode is based on a short story, Der Jäger Gracchus, by Franz Kafka. In this haunting tale, the protagonist, Hunter Gracchus, finds himself in a mysterious and surreal world where time and reality blur. The story explores themes of existence, fate, and the passage of time. The Earplay adaptation brings Kafka's enigmatic narrative to life through audio drama, capturing the essence of his unique storytelling style. I do believe you will find this a very interesting story, and thank you for listening.
A series of contemporary plays for radio. Earplay. This week, Earplay presents The Hunter Gracchus by John Robinson. A resident of San Francisco, Robinson has been writing for 12 years. The play was first produced by the American Conservatory Theater in San Francisco as part of their Plays in Progress series. The Hunter Gracchus by John Robinson.
White Roebuck. Here's a pelt. $1 million. We'll make a coat. And he's the last white roebuck left. No mate.
Ready, Gilga?
I got my bundle.
You got your paddle, Gilga?
I got my Bible.
You can leave that in Montrose. You got your rifle?
I don't go on trips without a Bible and a clock.
Oh, well, you can leave your clock in Montrose, too.
With $1 million, I'd have enough money to take my wife Irma away from all that. We'd be able to buy our own house and get away from my parents.
Ah, Gilga.
Look, I left Irma back in Montrose, but I can't help thinking about it.
Will you stop thinking about Montrose? It's just your mind.
I can't help it.
You gotta watch out for this river. It's dark. It's got these plants, like hands that reach up, try and whirl you down into the current.
I'm thinking about that white roebuck.
Yeah.
He's got no mate. We kill him, we get rid of all the white roebucks of all time. We'd be making another extinct species.
It's $1 million prize. Push off the bank.
I've got my doubts.
Paddle. Recent white roebuck's worth anything. There's only one of him left. And I, the Hunter Gracchus, with your help, will find him.
My arms are already tired.
Yeah, well, you'll get used to it. Paddle.
I'm paddling.
You gotta watch out for this river.
I'm scared.
Don't be.
I'm scared, Gracchus. Let's go back.
River's one way and only one. Hold on and paddle.
How far we gotta go, Gracchus? How far down this river?
This is a dark river. No end or beginning to this river. Now, watch for roebuck tracks on the shore.
The river's got bugs. Bugs bite size of thumbs. Let me out of here.
Easy. Now, don't be scared. You're sweating too much. Concentrate on the river.
Irma.
And don't think about Irma. That's just your mind. Concentrate on the rocks.
Hey.
back. We can't go back. This is a one-way river.
Go back.
Now, you voices, keep quiet. We're going after the white roebuck. This is the adventure.
What a couple of idiots you are.
You'll never find the white roebuck. You're not innocent enough.
That's an old wives' tale.
You have to be pure as a virgin to see the roebuck, let alone the baggage.
Are you laughing at me? I am the hunter Gracchus.
Your brains will get mashed.
Mashed
on those rising cliffs, Gracchus.
Cliffs rising higher and higher, closing you down.
Closing you down.
Closing you down to a trickle of blood.
That's all there is. Nothing downriver but graves.
Graves
of folks who wish they'd never left Montrose.
In the Bible, it says, there will be a time called the apocalypse. And that will be the last time. God will come out behind the shredded sky and he will say, this is it, mankind. Nothing you do is right. You have made more than 1,000 of my precious species extinct.
But wait a minute. God, you can't hurt us human beings. We're the best thing you ever created.
You think you're so good. What's so good about wiping the white roebuck off the face of the earth?
But wait a minute, God. I never wanted to go on this trip in the first place. That's the hunter, Gracchus. He talked me into it.
I say, for your bad deeds, mankind, you shall be condemned to the plague. And the fire. And the flood. The species that remain shall be my chosen people, along with the innocent at heart.
I am innocent at heart. I've never killed an animal.
Then what are you doing riding with a hunter Gracchus?
Hey, prove there is a God would send down an apocalypse, huh? No such thing. Prove there is, and we'll go back.
I'm scared. I'm scared of God. God's there in the form of bird. There is fish with sharp teeth. There is snaky hands reaching up to pull us down.
Wrong. We left God the day we pushed off the bank.
You.
More hecklers from the sidelines. What do you want? Not my lady of the river.
This is her idol. She asks that you pay it your respects by kissing it in the sacred spot.
Sacred spot.
Get that thing away from me. That...
You.
It's the ugliest thing I ever saw.
Gracchus.
You.
First we defy
you.
The father, then the mother. For sure, we're going to get it good.
Mother wanted to just stay home, take care of her. Hit her with your paddle.
No. She'll probably follow us all the way to the roebuck.
Well, don't.
Don't shoot her. Gracchus, don't shoot your gun. Oh, you really did it that time. It says in the Bible you're supposed to honor your father and your mother. I'm scared, Gracchus. We're doing a lot of things the Bible tells you not to do.
That's the only way to find out what's right.
No!
You're going for the white roebuck.
Our Lady of the River will want to meet you.
Tell her I am the hunter Gracchus. I've come to hunt the white roebuck. This is my friend, Gilga.
Gilga shouldn't. Here, he should be back in Montrose. He's letting down his family. His family needs him.
What's that?
You should be back in Montrose with your own people.
What did you say? Who said I should be back in Montrose?
What's wrong with your friend?
Well, this is his first hunt.
Gilga, who is the hunter Gracchus? You're staring into space. You keep saying his name.
What are you looking at?
Who is that talking to me?
Gilda, come back to Montrose. You've been away long enough.
Our Lady of the River.
Dad's worried about you. Mom's wringing her hands.
Irma, relax, please. We're getting close to the prize. I know. I know it's a strain in our relationship having me gone. I miss you, darling. Why, please, put your hand on Mom's shoulder and give her a little pat for me.
Our Lady of the Deep Pool.
Gilda, concentrate.
Irma's talking to me from Montrose.
Stop listening to voices.
Our Lady of the Sacred Veil.
I, Hunter Gracchus, wish to have a word with the lady. Excuse me, lady.
Princess Sugar Plum, darling of nature, the Hunter Gracchus wishes to have word with you.
Well, Gracchus, up to the same old tricks again. How many times have I told you, stay off my sacred lands? Don't you have any feelings? I try and I try to be a good mother, and what do? You try to shoot my image with your big gun.
I'm on my adventure.
Oh, Gracchus, you're the worst little monster in my brood. But I'm still infatuated with you. I can't help it.
I understand you have the white roebuck on your land.
The white roebuck is mother's. That means hands off. No roebuck, Gracchus. It's sacred to Our Lady. You know that. No white roebuck. I know you'd like to get your teeth into that, but that is mine, and it will remain mine. Gracchus, stay in my grove and be my priest. Your pleasure will be complete. Be my big boy, baby big boy. Flashing eyes, lay down your gun and put on your pajamas and come to bed. Won't that be nice? Be Mama's own special one. Yes, you're bigger than the rest. And Mama likes big meat best.
I'm on my adventure.
Mother will keep you young forever.
Do it, Gracchus. Go to her. She's wonderful.
Now, don't you get it? She's trying to suck us in so she can kill us.
Kill us? You're crazy. She loves you.
She doesn't love me. She wants to cut off my body, my gun.
Lay down your gun. You'll just go around in circles chasing that roebuck.
Gilda, she's Our Lady of Death. She'll kill us. You've got to help me. Gilda, you're my friend.
I'm your friend.
Stay awake to me, Gilda. Stay with me, Gilda. Don't let her between us.
Our Lady of the Deep. Of the deep.
Hey, lady.
Yes?
You have a daughter, I hear. Her charms have been spoken of up the river. That's her, isn't it, by the waterfall? She's a virgin, never been touched?
She's Mary.
She knows the secret of the white roebuck, doesn't she? I mean, that's what they all say up the river.
That's what they all say.
They all say the Virgin Mary knows the secret of the white roebuck.
We can't go near the Virgin Mary, Gracchus. She can't be touched by men. Don't you understand the law? Her destiny is to be the mother of God. I know what you're thinking, Gracchus. You're thinking some of the worst forbidden things I've known you to think since we started on this trip.
Stay away from Mary. Consequences of violation are indeed grave.
I'm scared. What are you thinking, Gracchus? Let's get out of here.
The ring of snakes will rise through your toes to your mind's eye.
The snakes, Gracchus?
She knows the secret of the white roebuck.
They're rising in my mind. Serpents with yellow backs, spots, green forked tongues, and switching eyes. Eyes, their bright plague red, piercing me, my forehead, wrinkles moving on my forehead by themselves. Headache, I have a headache.
Gilda.
Gracchus, I can't go on anymore.
Gilda.
Stop thinking, Gracchus. I can't go on.
Gilda.
Where am I?
You're in Montrose, of course. Don't you recognize us?
Everything's going to be all right. You're back with us now.
You're with us, your family.
Where's Irma?
She's shopping, and she's going to the bank after that. She's going to cash a check, and after that, she's going to leave the bank. Then she's going to the gas station. At the gas station, she's going to have gas put in the car, and after that, she'll come back. Don't worry, she'll be back.
You're in Montrose. Irma left for the shopping center. She's going shopping. And after she goes to the bank and the gas station, she'll be back.
We're your family. You recognize us, don't you? Look out of the window at the plants. The plants growing at the edge of our front lawn.
Irma's at the Montrose Shopping Center. After she buys groceries, she's going to the pharmacy. And at the pharmacy, she's going to pick up something to relax you.
Where's Gracchus?
Who?
Where is the hunter Gracchus?
You're in Montrose. It is November in Montrose. Next month will be December. The season is autumn in Montrose. I'm taking the day off.
Why are you like a machine?
What, do you think I'm like a machine? Am I like a machine? I don't feel like a machine. What kind of a machine do you mean? I don't understand why you're calling me a machine.
He's not a machine, Gilga. He's your father.
And she's your mother. This is Gilga's mother, and you are Gilga. I don't understand why you're calling me mechanical. I'm taking the day off for you. I'm sorry if there's anything I said to make you feel disrespectful towards me.
I'm sorry you're feeling nervous. It must be very uncomfortable. This is your father, and I am your mother. We are trying our best to make things comfortable for you. I'm sure you didn't mean that about your father being a machine.
I'm sorry if I seem to take it personally.
Your sister will be coming back from shopping by 3:15. Now, that's just a few minutes. She'll have some Salmonex. It'll help you relax so you can get to sleep.
Sister? What sister?
Your sister, Irma. Irma is Gilga's sister. You are Gilga. Irma is your sister.
What do you mean, sister? Irma's my wife. What do you think I went on that trip after the Pell? I'm doing it for Irma and for you. So Irma and I can buy our own place and stop being a burden on you, my parents. That's what $1 million is for. I wouldn't get down the river for my sister.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you seem to have the idea that Irma's your wife. Now, let's see if we can help you look at that idea and reevaluate it. Yes. And now, first of all, you're in Montrose.
I know Irma's my wife.
Let's start with your recognition of us. Your mother, your father. Let's try to be comfortable, all of us. Look at the plants on the edge of the front lawn. Remember when you helped Dad fertilize them?
I'm sure I know what you're thinking about. I have a good idea that you're thinking you'd like to get back to the office. Oh, one of the advantages of the office is that it's a place where people keep busy. The phone rings, appointments are kept, there's a clock, and you have certain specific pieces of business that you have to attend to, and it keeps you occupied so you don't have time to drift into areas of thinking that are gray areas.
Father, I don't want to seem to contradict you, but my tendency is to think in terms of rest for Gilga, particularly sleep.
Yes, there is. There is that aspect to it. No question, sleep's vital, and I'm glad you brought it up. I'm just saying that also the other thing, that there's activity. And now we go from rest to activity, to rest to activity, and that's as it should be. The gray area I'm talking about is the area that is neither rest nor activity, but something in between, like reading. Now, I have nothing against reading. I just think we should get out of the gray area, which is neither rest nor activity, and get ourselves into one or the other of those two areas.
Oh, here's Irma now.
Irma. Irma. Irma.
Irma. Irma.
Get your mind off those voices, Gilger. Concentrate.
What? Oh, Gracchus.
Concentrate. On the girl by the waterfall. And she's picking flowers. Poinsettias. Star-shaped. Now, that's a very significant sign. Star-shaped, huh? Like the inside of an apple. Watch her, Gilgan. Watch her signs. Listen. Listen to her signs.
I brought some flowers for you.
She's walking towards you. Get the secret from her.
I find you very... I want... I...
Yes. Tell me.
I want to talk.
Yes, that's right.
I need to talk.
Then you want to talk to me?
Yes. Because I find you very...
I'd like to open myself to you.
No.
Say it.
I'd like to open myself to you.
Mm, like a flower. Say it.
Like a flower. But still, I'm like you. Like you.
I'm afraid. Like you. I'm a virgin. Say it.
I'm a virgin.
Gilga. I know what it's like to be afraid. I'm very afraid myself. But one day I know I will find love. And when that one day happens, my body and my mind will open up to the person who loves me, really loves me. And I will open out to him and receive him. And together we will make that terrible fear go away.
Walk with me.
Walk with me into these woods.
These thoughts and sentiments are so...
so soft that I can hardly breathe them louder than a whisper. I'm terrified. I'm terrified that someone will overhear our thoughts, misunderstand them, use them against me.
Oh, these woods are as secret as parts of my body. When I show you these woods, it is as if I am revealing myself, naked in front of you. But I trust you. I can open myself to you, as if you were my brother. Oh, that's my mother calling now. I have to go back.
I hope you're not going into the woods.
Ask about the apple tree. The apple tree.
Where is the apple tree?
Oh, the apple tree is a white roebuck. I'm afraid all of a sudden.
Oh, but you can trust me. I'm your brother. I wouldn't harm you.
Mary!
These woods are pure, untouched.
Where are you,
I'd never think of violence. There's one tree in particular,
no,
the apple tree.
That tree? No, I'm saving that particular
Mary,
tree for...
Be a good girl now. You know I forbid you to touch the trees in your woods.
Gracchus, I can't go on doing this. If I read your thoughts right, you're planning to take this girl and force her secret out.
What is it? Who are you?
I am a hunter who died, hunting the white roebuck. I am the ghost of my former self, and I can pass away into the land of peace only after I have delivered to you this message.
Well, what's the message? Give it to me, quick.
For the sake of the survival of the species, kill no more.
Yes, I see now. At last, I see.
Kill no more species on the verge of extinction.
The roebuck is apocalypse, sign of the end of time.
Hunter Gracchus, leave the woods. Let the roebuck live in peace.
Extinction of the species signals extinction of man himself. Man himself.
Leave these woods!
Ah, I will not! I love the hunt. I will not leave the woods. I will not stop the hunt.
Yes, I see now. At last, I see. Gracchus, we can't kill the roebuck. We kill the white roebuck. We kill ourselves. Roebuck is the secret of mankind's survival. The Roebuck's death means our death, too.
No. We're on the adventure. The adventure means get the Roebuck, the pelt. It's $1,000,000.
Call off the hunt, Crocker.
I will continue the hunt. The hunt is my life. The rest, illusion.
The roll call of the extinct species calls...
The duck-billed platypus.
Accounted for. It no longer inhabits this earth.
The roll call of the extinct species calls...
The craniate lamprey.
Accounted for. It no longer inhabits this earth.
The roll call of the extinct species calls...
The small-lipped llama.
Accounted for. It no longer inhabits this earth.
The roll call of the extinct species calls...
The freshwater loach fish.
Accounted for. It no longer inhabits this earth.
The roll call of the extinct...
Enough! Everything is on the verge of extinction. Huh. You, me, these woods, even Our Lady of Death. Because when there's nothing left to die, death herself will cease. So, since it's all going anyway, why not enjoy what there is while it's here?
You, Gracchus, are a very dangerous man.
But you forget. You yourself, Gilga, are the hunter, Gracchus.
Who? Me?
Wake up. You've been asleep.
Irma. You're my wife. I remember our wedding day. It was 2 years ago today, exactly.
Oh, you've been dreaming.
We wanted to get married ever since we were kids. We always played at marriage. We used to play at it all the time. Used to give Mom and Dad a real kick to see us dressed in their wedding clothes too big for us with moth holes. Don't you remember that?
I made a bridal veil out of cheesecloth. I dressed up your Houdini puppet, and we pretended he was the preacher.
Lois Parker, my best friend's sister, she was there.
And she played a wedding march on a piece of toilet paper wrapped around a comb.
Then you do remember. You do remember.
That was, of course, only a pretend game. I'm your sister.
Stop calling yourself my sister. Irma, when Mom and Dad saw us all dressed up, remember? Mom cried because she was losing you.
Mom cried at Lois Parker's wedding.
Why would our mother cry at the wrong wedding? Lois Parker never married. That was the wedding where you married me. Mom cried at the right wedding. She had reason to cry.
You never married me. You're my brother. That would be very wrong, of course, for a brother to marry his sister. I mean, I can't imagine anything more awful. How can you think such a thing? I want to marry Bob. You're just making fun of me.
Oh, I remember Bob, all right. You'd been dating Bob for 10 years before you met me. 5 times he backed down after proposing to you. First day you met me, I proposed and you accepted. I never backed down. We got married 2 years ago, and now you are my wife.
No! You are very wrong. Very wrong. I'm still dating Bob. As a matter of fact, he proposed to me again just last week. And this time, I know he really means it. I can just tell he really means it this time. The only thing standing in the way of our plans is you. He's afraid to have you for a brother-in-law. Now you know the truth.
Watch her. She's coming up the path.
Gracchus, Montrose is talking to me. Montrose is somewhere in these woods. It keeps talking to me, but in words I can't understand.
Forget Montrose. Let's back up the river. We're down the river. Watch the virgin.
I want to get married to Bob.
Montrose keeps telling me I never married my wife.
Don't listen to him. Shadows in these woods are the liars in your heart. Listen to me, Hunter Gracchus.
You used to care something for me.
You are Gracchus. I am Gilga.
You used to climb climb on my shoulders and we'd have a run around the lawn.
She's coming towards you. Listen and relax.
Now you got your own ideas on things. Never take my word. I have no meaning for you. I'm sorry you think I'm mechanical.
Relax and forget the voices inside me. Relax and forget.
Watch
with a clear eye. Forget Montrose and voices inside. Listen.
It's adventure. It's everything. The Roebuck, the hunt. Touch what is there in front of you. Touch it.
Touch it? I can't touch that. It's pure. It's never been touched. It's being saved for God himself. I can't touch that.
I showed you these woods because I trust you. I never trusted a man before. But you're very soft and gentle. I can trust you better than anyone else.
He trusts you. Touch her.
Oh. You're touching me.
Yes.
The woods are trembling. The life inside the woods is awake.
The scent of the trembling virgin will bring the Roebuck. Keep your hands on her body.
I can't stop touching you. I want to know you better. To know you better. But there are voices that tell me I don't have a right to know you.
Concentrate. Forget the voices. Empty your mind. Stop the stream of thought. All thought must go out.
You're touching me. No one ever has. Never a real touch in my life. Never a hand on my body wanting to really touch me.
The Roebuck's coming. He smells the sweat on the virgin's body.
Trust
me. He hears the sounds. Sounds in the darkness.
Help
worth a million. Ears perked in the trembling woods to listen to moaning.
Come to sin. The virgin softly.
Mary! Where are you, dear?
Here. Why am I so afraid of the trembling in these woods?
There he is!
Ilka, don't stop touching me. Move through these woods, these trees, soft forest flowers, and wet autumn leaves. They're yours to see. Move through and caress.
I'm afraid.
Oh, Ilka! Marcus is out there!
I'm afraid.
Ilka. Line him up in my sights.
Ilka!
It's time.
I missed him.
It hurts me.
Missed him again.
Hurts.
I'm the hunter Gracchus. I never miss.
It's over. It's all over.
Not yet. It just stopped hurting.
It's over.
No.
Fire again? No. Nothing but shadows.
I feel you leaving me.
How could I? I never miss. Breathing distance, and I miss.
Ilka, I'm wondering if you realize what you just did to your sister.
He went that way. You come with me, Gilga.
No, not our Gilga. He couldn't have done that to his sister.
I'm afraid we have a problem on our hands. It's a problem which demands professional attention. Fortunately, I'm in contact with several professionals, phenomenologists.
I came halfway around the world for you, Roebuck.
It couldn't have been Gilga who did what it looks like Gilga did. That is Gilga, our son, and that is Irma, Gilga's sister. We live in Montrose. It couldn't have been Gilga.
It looks like we have a problem on our hands. Evidence suggests a problem. The blood on the rug, for example, where he was lying on top of his sister. Yes, I think this is something to be concerned about, but not panicked about.
I'll get you, Roebuck.
Let's try to control ourselves. Now, there are some eggs in the kitchen. There's bacon, there's coffee, there's pills.
That wasn't my sister. That was a Virgin Mary. You don't understand me. You never understood me. I am Dilga. You can't accuse me of that.
Anyway, she's my wife.
I'm sorry if I seem critical, but I think criticism of your behavior is warranted, Gilga. I'm sorry, but if you did what evidence suggests you might have done to your sister here on your bedroom rug, judging from the blood, then you might feel sorry.
I see you, Roebuck. You're in a crevice caught between two rocks.
Put your face down in my blood. Put your face down on the rug.
Irma, leave me alone. Leave me alone.
You did that to your sister. That's your sister's blood. You did that to me. Put your face in her. And now Irma's emotionally upset.
It's understandable. That wasn't very nice of Gilga, but still, I don't believe it was Gilga. Gilga's just not like that.
No, Bob, sure will have nothing more to do with me.
Oh, God. You? If you've broken a leg down that rock-filled ravine, you're gone. You're there. Your carcass for the vulture's feast. They won't appreciate you like I do. To them, you're nothing but a pile of meat. So, Roebuck, you're deprived of the honor of a hunter Gracchus kill. Die instead a ridiculous death at the hands of carrion birds. I loved you better than all the species. You lousy little antelope.
Gilga? What, in your opinion, is it that caused you to rape your sister? There must have been something building deep inside to make you do such a thing.
We're trying to understand you. We're phenomenologists.
We do not judge. We only observe phenomena.
She was willing and said she was Virgin Mary. You see, that makes me God. I became a ray of light. An angel sunbeam. I entered her ear, between the inner bones of her ear. I told her my secret.
Yes. We want to gather in the phenomena to form a phenomenological chart of your derangement. We aren't here to punish you. You are not here to be punished.
You're nothing but voices in my head.
All right, if you'd like. We are nothing but voices in your head. We simply adapt to the illusions of our patients. We become their projections. So, yes, if you like, we're nothing but voices in your head.
The hunter Gracchus, where is he?
This hunter Gracchus, you seem to ascribe the motive of your actions to this hunter Gracchus. You act only on command. The command of your hunter, Gracchus. Is this not the phenomenon?
You're nothing but voices in my head.
Yes, we are nothing but voices in your head. Your hunter, Gracchus, tells you so, and you believe him. He interprets your phenomena.
You're unreal.
Yes, we are unreal.
That's all you are, period. The whole of Montrose is nothing more than an annoying sound.
Yes. The hunter Gracchus interprets the sound of Montrose as a disturbance, which has no reality. Only his hunt has reality.
The hunter Gracchus tells you what to think. The question we, the voices in your head, wish to raise is, do you want to continue under this tyranny of the hunter Gracchus?
He, after all, caused the phenomenon of your sister's rape. By you.
The hunter Gracchus, after all, causes you to behave in such a way that society must find a place for you, such as this laundry room, where your phenomenon can no longer threaten other people's phenomena.
In conclusion, if we are to let you out of the laundry room, you have to decide to eliminate the phenomenon you call the hunter Gracchus. This action you must take is written in the chart of your eventual so-called cure. Now, here are the sheets. Pile the sheets in stacks. Stack one, stack two. This is the laundry room. Welcome to the staff. Each stack represents a ward. Ward one, ward two, ward three, ward four, and locked ward, ward five.
In order to finish the hunter Gracchus in yourself, you must return to the imaginary woods.
Here's the knife.
No, you don't understand. I am God. Let me tell you a story about God, the apocalypse. The Virgin Mary is the earth. Her body is the world at the end of creation. Man has become extinct because he lost the roebuck and then the other animals. Only virgins left. Earth empty of light. God's four horses. They're his procreators. They penetrate the pit that put all their marks on the beast. Beast conceived Jesus, dressed in white with a tongue like a knife.
Hunter Gracchus, baby, this is I, our sweet lady of the woods.
I'm very close now. I'm sure of it. I saw him just a second ago. He talked to me, said he wanted me to kill him, but he was just a little shy of me.
It's the end of the adventure, baby.
He showed me the spot on his body he wanted me to penetrate.
Hunter Gracchus, holy consort, you're the one. Hunter Gracchus, holy consort, you're the one.
Gracchus, come to the mother.
Huh?
You're very tired and want to rest. She knows. Come to my tent. The flaps are turned up.
Where's Gilgit, my friend?
Forget him. He's not worth your attention. They say he's working the laundry room of a mental hospital in Montrose. I'll play the harp for you and make you laugh.
You're the one. You're the one, Hunter Gracchus, holy consort.
Gilga, I'm waiting in the woods. Woods are changed. The change in seasons.
Virgin, you don't exist.
Because I'm thrown out. Season's cold. I don't have skins to cover me.
You're a voice in my head, that's all.
I'm alone. The woods are white.
I'm imagining you. I always just imagined you. You're unreal. There isn't any river.
Winter in the woods. The limbs are very bare. The animals are hiding. I'm so cold. Alone.
Cold. Alone. I hear you.
I'm going to have your child.
Yes, the doctor says all you have to do is decide to stop. Stop believing in the phenomenological picture. That's the way to get rid of the madness inside.
I'm going to have your child.
Shred the sky.
No, not let yourself be dominated by a picture that doesn't come from your eyes.
Stop the madness inside with a strike of the knife.
Now, we forgive you. Well, certainly Irma's somewhat upset, but she can be brought around. No, it's natural for a man sometimes to feel urges that are unnatural. It's natural. Besides, you never really felt those urges. It never really happened.
That's right. That wasn't my Gilga hurt Irma. My Gilga's a good boy. I need you, Gilga. Since you were hospitalized, I've felt so empty.
Yes, Mom. Well, I'm on my way. You see, Virgin said, I'm the father of a kid born with a knife in his mouth, double-edged. Come out of the tent. I know what you're doing in there. You're playing with their breasts.
getting drunk on her wine, dunking her idol in the river of your lust. I know you're in there. Come out of there.
It wasn't really you, Gilga. Now I'm convinced that somebody snuck in here and performed that terrible violation on this bedroom rug. But it wasn't Gilga. It couldn't have been.
Gilga's just not like that.
Yes, we live in Montrose, a good community. They say hi in Montrose. They put out their garbage on the right day in Montrose.
Gilga's just not like that. It never happened. Gilga's good.
No. I can't use this knife. I can't kill my best friend. No. I have to escape the hunter.
You can't escape me.
You're the cause of the extinction of the species.
You hate me because I'm really alive.
You're the life of destruction.
I'm the hunter. I'm the hunter Gracchus.
Hunter Gracchus, yes. I left Montrose with you. Then in the woods I discovered you have no self-control.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. That's your judgment, is it? You're marking me for punishment?
You pulled my life to pieces. Thought my thoughts, ruled my acts, exploded my body.
I'm your blood. Do you want to stop me from flowing?
If I let you go, that will mean apocalypse. You're primitive, irresponsible. You'll destroy us.
I'm your excitement, your charge, your friend.
I'm giving you the word. The word is this knife. It's the civilizing tool to bring order to life and form.
It's the tool that tries to cut out your friend.
You are my friend. But we're close to the extinction of life. And I have to save the earth first.
It's winter, and time is running out.
Hunter Gracchus, you are hunted. Say prayers for the hunter. The year's turning. The earth is black.
Who says I'm gonna die? I'm not old. He's the one that's going to die. Gilga, you better get yourself back to Montrose.
You're going to feel the edge of this, Gracchus. This apocalypse double-edged.
You can't kill me.
Gilga's just not like that.
Why, when he was just a little bit of a fella, he brought the injured squirrel in off the front lawn and nursed it back to health with an eyedropper.
That's how we know he's innocent of his sister's rape. She knows it herself. He never touched her or ever claimed she was his wife.
Now we need Gilga at home in Montrose. Here. He's the kind a regular fella makes Montrose work.
And then when he comes home, we'll pretend nothing's happened. We'll make like it was all a mistake.
Yes. Yes, I'll lay down this knife. Gain control of my thinking.
That's right. Control your think.
Only savages fight. Brutes. Species on the edge of extinction fighting for survival. I'm not like that.
I'm having your child. The woods tell me. It'll be a fawn. They changed me into a doe. A white roebuck. Your wife.
My wife? A white roebuck doe?
I transformed. My woods took me into itself. Gilga, come into the woods too. Transform. Be my mate. Be white roebuck. We'll run through this forest. And never know human discontent. Gilga, the fawn is your child. Christ is his name.
The hunter Gracchus is causing these thoughts to change under my forehead.
Christ is the name of your child, born of a virgin.
Under the wrinkle in the skin. No! I am here in this hospital in Montrose, washing sheets in five different washing machines. I'm responsible for those sheets in the wards. Ward one, ward two, they're stacked in stacks. I'm Gilga. I have a headache. I'm responsible.
Take a pill.
I have a headache, Gracchus. And your thoughts are causing it. I belong in the woods. The office in the woods. The permanent job in the pine needle bed. There's a terrible loneliness here in the laundry room. A loneliness.
Get rid of me, then. Try to kill me. Here, come on. I'll help you get started.
It's the time.
I'm afraid.
The time of the sacrifice.
Afraid of everything but dead walls and perfect corners.
I've never used a knife.
Years turning. Get on with it.
I'm not a killer.
Liar. I see your eyes, the longing in them for the blood of animals and men. You've been lying all your life. I know how much you like to make living things bleed.
Don't say that.
Well, where does your upraised hand with the knife want to go? The smell of my flesh is intoxicating you.
It's turning my stomach.
Play the role. It's time. You're the dark force of the future, and it's time.
The roll call of the extinct species calls
the hunter Gracchus.
Accounted for. He no longer inhabits this earth. Your son is getting better. I think he's ready to go back home now.
I don't believe anything was really wrong with him in the first place. He was never any trouble before the incident. I think this whole thing was a fabrication. Farce. I never wanted to sign commitment papers in the first place. I'm sorry I did. We were talked into it.
Now, Gilga, you've come to understand that Irma really isn't your wife?
I never said she was.
That's right. That's right. Irma's out getting groceries. Before she comes home, she's going to stop at the pharmacy and pick up some medication.
But the big surprise is that I'm a dirty rat to give it away. She's getting a cake, especially for your homecoming.
I plan to make one myself, but I've been jittery all day. Well, for obvious reasons.
Yes, nothing like a cake. That's really nice. I'll enjoy putting my teeth into a piece of cake.
Gilga.
Gracchus.
I'm on the seas. My death boat can't touch shore. I'll be drifting in these seas for a while, Gilga.
I hear you, Gracchus.
I'm on the seas, Gilga. I'm on all the rivers.
Go to sleep, friend.
Listen. You know, there are three of them now. Three white roebuck. It's up to you. Get those pelts.
Not now. Not now.
You're a hunter, Gilga. You've taken my place.
Yes, but not right now.
You'll find those white roebuck. You've just got to keep looking for them. They're out there in those woods. Waiting for you.
I know, but not now.
You'll find them. I know you will. You're a hunter. And I'm behind you, Gilda. I'm your friend.
The Hunter Gracchus by John Robinson. James Lawless was heard as Gracchus, and John Pielmeyer as Gilga. Others in the cast were Jane Murray, Paul Ballantyne, Virginia Harris, Jane McDonough, Mark Keller, and Bob Bruner. The play was directed by Carl Schmidt and engineered by Marv Nunn for Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting.